and he would wanted to get behind this couch and get to where I couldn't see him, you'd say he had to do what so I couldn't see him? He couldn't stand up, but he had to
stoop down, hide.
Right. Mm-hmm. What would he probably say if he jumped up real quick to try to scare me? Okay.
It'd be something you weren't expecting, I imagine. That's right. I wonder why did they say always said boo. That's Mama used to tell us, said that to us. She kept behind the door, boo.
Right.
She paid. And I so well wonder why did she just say boo.
Hmm. Have you ever seen a person, a grown up playing with a baby, and he'd hide his face and he'd open his hands and he'd say something?
No, I haven't seen that.
You ever heard him say pee-pie?
Yeah, I've heard him say pee-pie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have children?
Oh, no, I'm single.
You're single?
Not married.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Mm. What about if a child, right before he goes to bed, if he's going to say his prayers, you say he went beside his bed and
knelt down. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if many children still do that.
Yes, I guess so. Because we don't have any children now. We have kept our brother's children. And we have them around, but this, when they get up some size, they won't go home.
Yes, sir.
I guess, I don't know whether we're a little too strict on them or what, but they're ready to go home when they get up some size. One of them stayed with us until he was around 14 years old.
Mm. I see.
14 or 15. And let him go to Chicago and his mother's wait, and his mother and father separated, and she had married someone else, and of course he ran the house, he did as he pleased, and he'd get out and play with the children and get into devilment, and she's got they'd do some things, throwing brick at somebody and break somebody's window pane. Mother had to put another one in for them, or something like that. So he came here that year. We decided we wouldn't take him, wouldn't let him go. And so when I didn't know anything, I don't know. I guess he had written his mother, and I don't know what in the world he wrote her, but she called down, and she talked. And we had kept her when she was a girl. We kept her down here 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She went to school and so on. She didn't seem to pay any attention to that. And so she told my sister, if you with me, I'll come down there and get him. She said, my sister said, come on. And so after a while, I think her husband took the phone and he talked and everything, said, well, don't worry. Anyway, said, if you don't want him to come up, just hope that'd be all right. You'll be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That was around June. School was just out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to Chicago and, July. I believe it was August I was going to school. But anyway, he was working. But he called his mother on his job. He was working at the